Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge introduces incredible stories shared by women across the globe who have experienced the great heights of success and, at times, the agony of defeat. With a vision to impart wisdom and advice on how to tackle barriers and soar to new heights, the show uncovers different perspectives to help you find your inner strength and to power up your own voice so you can excel in life.
Welcome to Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge, bringing you the stories of incredible women who share their knowledge and let you in on their amazing experiences, helping you to learn and grow along the way. I have a very special guest today who will enlighten you on how to thrive in 2015, and here's the best part, to reduce your stress. Her name is Jan Bruce, and she's the co-founder and CEO of Mequilibrium.com, which is a website and app that helps consumers to de-stress. She's recognized as a wellness entrepreneur and a consumer health and wellness trailblazer. So Jan, as a publisher with a 20-year career in health and wellness media, has helped hundreds of thousands of people with their quest to well-being. She sees stress as an economic, medical, and social problem of epidemic proportion, which I definitely agree, and maybe that's what's making us all emotionally depleted and physically sick. So without further delay, Jan, it's such a pleasure to meet you and to have you on the show today. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Deirdre. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's just jump right in because you have a very interesting background. So your last position before you became an entrepreneur, you were Senior VP Managing Director of Martha Stewart Living OmniMedia, right? And then you went and you launched your startup, Mequilibrium.com. Tell us a little bit about your journey to become an entrepreneur.
Sure. Well, actually, I've been an entrepreneur in this field for years. I started as a publisher and an editor, but over the years, when I saw great product that, you know, sometimes, let's just put it, the old guard or the establishment didn't really understand that there were new markets emerging, when I saw, you know, great themes and great products in health and wellness, I sometimes was moved to start my own thing to bring these things to market. So I actually started in publishing in the world of fitness and helping women with accessible fitness options. And then I did a lot of work in the field of alternative therapies, mind, body, herbal medicines, things like that, because, you know, the establishment thought that was not, a lot of times consumers and a lot of times women, you know, seize on these new ideas, you know, like yoga 15 years
ago. Yeah, yoga, mindfulness, there's a lot out there.
Exactly. And then these things start becoming part of our culture, and consumers drive this. The medical establishment doesn't drive it. And so when you think like an entrepreneur, you see these things and say, it's not just about the money. It's that I think there is a need for this in the world today. And that's when, you know, that's kind of how I became an entrepreneur. And I did that, I actually saw that with Mequilibrium and said, wow, stress is everywhere. And that was what moved me to start Mequilibrium.
That's really interesting because I think I remember seeing somewhere, maybe it's on your site, where you state that stress is an iceberg and don't let it sink you. And business to start around stress because there's so much out there.
Exactly. So here I was in the middle of the the biggest, best, brightest publishing houses in the country, and around so many people who know a lot about health and wellness and how to take care of yourself. And what I saw is everyone was stressed. And I also saw that most people were thinking about diet, exercise, sleep, pain management. But stress was kind of something that a lot of people were just not doing much about. So that was when I said, let's, yes, stress, I don't know, you know, I think to say exactly it's an iceberg, don't let it sink you. Here's what I'll say. I say that stress is the new fat. And if you don't learn how to manage it, it will manage you.
Right.
So that was, you know, that realization made me, you know, it was sort of like the opposite of water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink. It, you know, it was like stress right. was everywhere, and we were not, we were trying to fix all these other problems, but if we could just, here's the sink part, if we could just deal with our stress first, so many other things become possible.
You know, this is reminding me of, it is all about managing the stress. Somewhere along the line, and I wish I could remember the author who talked about this, saying that stress can actually be a positive if you use it the right way. So that management is critical. And I'm just wondering, maybe you can tell us how Meequilibrium.com actually helps individuals personally manage their stress?
Sure, absolutely. Let's talk about this on a couple of levels. First of all, Meequilibrium, the way we technically help you is that this is an online software application that helps people it actually works like an executive coach or a life coach or, you know, a coach, but it's all online. So it's very private, it's very personalized, and the more you can use it whenever you want, and
right.
the more you use it, you kind of, should I say, have history with it. You know what I mean? The more you do with it,
right.
the more it becomes yours. So think of it as an online coaching system, and that's how it works. Now, the way that, the methodology that we, that makes it effective for you is that we know that stress is not really the enemy. The enemy is your response to, the enemy is thinking that stress is toxic and you have to get rid of it. Once we help you understand that stress is a part of your, a normal part of your life, and what you need to do is dial up your coping skills and learn
right.
how to reframe your thinking about things that get you stressed, then you can start balancing them. So what Meequilibrium does is it helps each person get in touch with their particular thinking styles that make them stressed out. You know, maybe it's your beliefs, we call those icebergs, about where time and time management and the things that you have to do all the time. Like for me, it's always like, to be a great mom, I need to be there for every soccer meeting. But really,
yeah.
is that true? Things like that. Because those kinds of beliefs can make you very stressed.
Definitely. I would think you'd have to be really honest with yourself. So if you're using the website and it's serving as your coach, and it's private, just as if you were with a coach, you would really have to be honest to say, I am doing this on this level, or this isn't the right way to do it, or I have to think about this. Would you agree?
Well, of course. I mean, if you're not honest, there's sort of like, I hate to say it this way, garbage in, garbage out. If you're not honest. But there's, I think that it's, on the one level, we all do things all the time. And how aware are we? So instead of saying honest, let's say aware or self-aware. Because one of the things that we help you do is become more aware of how your thinking can get you stuck in stressful habits. So, for example, if you say work-life balance is a top source of stress for you, like we've heard people say that, right?
Yes. I can imagine that's a big one.
Balance. Okay. So that may be easy enough for you to admit, but we want to help you become aware that, you know, as I said before, the thoughts about that I always need to, you know, drive the carpool or be at the soccer meeting or be at the doctor's appointment, and by the way, I always need to be the first person in my department in the morning. Okay, now, if that's, or the last one to leave, so if that's how you honestly feel about all those things, you're going to be pretty stressed.
Definitely.
Right? Right.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And that's not that hard to admit if with a little bit of self-questioning that we kind of guide you through. So then what you want to do is find a way to what I call steer around or melt that iceberg, you know, that belief. Because if, you know, for example, if you believe that you need to be there for your kids all the time, you may need to redefine what being there for your kids means. You know, it may mean that I'm always there for my kids, but that doesn't mean I need to drive to every soccer game.
That's right. I think this whole notion of self-awareness is so important, whether it's the work-life balance or socially or how you're connected. I'm talking with my special guest, Jan Bruce, CEO and co-founder of Meequilibrium.com. And in the next segment, Jan will share more about her successes and challenges of being an entrepreneur and how she personally manages stress.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Segment 2 is coming right up.
Creating brand loyalty requires a unique blend of strategic communications and innovative technology. Pure Performance Communications works with businesses to move their audiences from interest to action, giving you a roadmap that fosters deeper engagement and forges stronger relationships along the way. Visit us at pureperformance.com. Thank you.
Now, back to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge.
I'm Deirdre Breckenridge, host of Women Worldwide. Welcome back to the show, where Jan Bruce and I were just chatting about the stress in our society, work-life balance, and really how to thrive in 2015, and really to de-stress. So, Jan, let's pick up a little bit. We were talking about work-life balance, stress. What do you find is the biggest source of stress in someone's life? Have you come across many instances where is it really that work-life balance? Is it more about connections? Is it health-related?
Well, we actually have data on hundreds of thousands of people at this point. And we typically see that people cite career and money as the top sources of stress. Interestingly, there's some data out just last week by the American Psychological Association, their annual survey about stress in America, and women report a higher level of stress than men, and basically are more likely to be stressed about money and family responsibility.
Yeah.
So, but these are really the hot buttons.
Now, was there anything about where you live? Does that add to your stress, whether you're in the big city or you're in the country, you're less stressed? Anything with
have that data.
Location?
I don't have that at my fingertips, but I think that, you know, regionally, our stress in this country is pretty even. You know, throughout the
region. Well, that's scary. We're all just stressed.
So it's not like a coastal phenomenon anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? Sometimes the coasts get something first and then everyone else. We're all in there.
Right.
And, you know, we're all stressed. And what's interesting about it is that we all, you know, recognize that it's not good for our health. And that we do bad things when we are overly stressed, like overeat, drink, lose sleep,
yes.
And, you know, snap at our loved ones.
I know, they take the brunt of our stress, don't they?
They do. They do. So, you know, stress is very egalitarian right now. Women tend to feel, you know, the pinch of the work and the balance, you know, work-life balance commitments more.
Yes, it is a challenge to find that balance. I can say that as a career woman and a mom with older kids now, but certainly managing that stress was key, and that's why I'd love to find out, and I'm sure our listeners would love to hear, how you personally manage stress, and what do you do to de-stress?
Well, first of all, I have to tell you that I started Mequilibrium because one of my co-founders, Dr. Andrew Chatte, who is a world-class, you know, psychologist and expert in resilience, started to, you know, after having looked at everything that, you know, all of the treatments for stress, looked at yoga and relaxation techniques and meditation and mind-body and guided imagery and breathing and, you know, all of that, what I saw that Andrew was doing in his coaching was helping people get in touch with the, as I said earlier, the conflicts and the thinking styles that make, you know, that make them kind of stuck in stressful behaviors. What he showed me is that I got so bollocksed up about the things that I thought were commitments and obligations and desires in my life, you know, the commitments to do well, the commitments to be, you know, to treat my company first, the commitments to be a great mom, and then the desires to be fit, be healthy, you know, be loved by everyone, that all of that stuff created this big stress ball for me. And what he helped me do was unpack that and make some different, you know, rules for myself about how to interpret my commitment so that, as I said earlier, you know, maybe I don't need always to be the first one in to work, and maybe going to the gym in the morning actually helps me be a better mother because I'm more relaxed at night, you know, things like that. So a little bit of reframing is what we call it, and that has really made me feel like, you know, stress for me is now something that helps me get things done. It's not a source of, you know, it's not this toxic thing that I need to kind of have a drink to get rid of.
Right. It can be almost a source of energy if you're using
it
the right way.
Because I have put it, you know, we can put this in our place, and I don't mean to sound really Pollyanna about it. I think that as soon as you start, you know, breaking down how you think about different things, you can really change that, and that can make you feel like you got your control back. Now, you know, entrepreneurs love to be in control, right?
Yeah, I was just going to ask about entrepreneurs and stress.
Well,
read my mind.
Entrepreneurs are under a lot of stress, don't you think?
Yeah.
And women entrepreneurs, you know, it's I think it is stressful because it's you know, you're sort of moving forward. Sometimes you haven't done it before, you know, so there's the unknown, but you have you know, you have a lot of risks and a lot of responsibilities.
Oh, yes, the risk. There's so many more risks as an entrepreneur.
Right, and you are responsible to, you know, your startup employees, getting the business. You know, you're often more of a, you know, it's a lonelier path, which can be stressful.
Right. Would you say that the entrepreneur has more stress than the person in corporate life?
Well, I don't know about that because there's a lot. You know, there's a lot of study in the field of organizational psychology that looks at the relationship between demand and control on people's well-being. And here's what I mean by that. If you have a very demanding job, but you call the shots, That's one thing. You know, then you have some, you know, you have, okay, as opposed to a very demanding job, but you have no control over it. You have to stand in that factory and make sure you do this one thing, you know, perfectly, time and time again, all day until the bell goes off. That can be more stressful to people than being in charge of a company and not and forging the direction for the company. Because
that's really interesting, because of the control.
It's blue sky, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we recommend, you know, that I understand as an entrepreneur is that I can deal with a great amount of stress because I have control. It's not that, like, I'm doing it because someone is standing over me. And if you are feeling stressed about things in your life, whether it's, you know, you're in an entrepreneurial situation and you're worried, or whether it's just, you know, it's just a normal part of an advancing career, if you can try to help yourself understand that you have control, you know, if you can try to make yourself understand that you are in the driver's seat in some way, then you will feel better.
Oh, definitely. I can see how that would help in so many different ways. No matter where you find yourself, what your role is, that would help. Now, you have a new book. I definitely want to talk about this. You have a new book out. Tell us about your book and what will readers learn from your book?
Well, we do. We're very excited. We have a brand new book out called Mequilibrium, 14 Days to Cooler, Calmer, and Happier. And
that sounds
this
nice.
Book is what we, it's great. I mean, who wouldn't want that? And what we've done is we've distilled some of the basics, most fundamental techniques from our methodology, you know, that's online. And, you know, has already been tested to ensure that it works. We've distilled the, you know, some of the best to help people discover basically how to, you know, change their philosophy about stress, how to, you know, so that you don't, you know, you can't annihilate it. But that's,
right.
You know, the thing to do is to become a master of your thinking.
Oh, I like that.
And, you know, how you manage your obligations so that you manage them and they don't manage you. In a nutshell, it's a very you know, quick and easy read to becoming more resilient. And
it just sounds like we have the choices to make. And if we're more self-aware, we can make better choices so that managing the obligations suddenly becomes pleasurable. And anything that, the stress, you're right, it never goes away. It will always be around us. But then suddenly we're feeling empowered and turning that into a positive energy. So this sounds like an awesome
exactly.
book. Where can people find it?
They can find it everywhere. It's at, you know, they can find it on Amazon. They can find it in Barnes and Nobles. They can, you know, they can find it in all, you know, in all the stores. But Amazon would be a good place to start.
Terrific. And Jan, with so much that you've done throughout your career and your work experience, was there anybody who influenced you to take this path? You know, you've done so much. Who in your life has been an inspiration?
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, I would have to say, and this is going to sound, I mean, I've had so many great mentors in my life, but I have to say, as I said in my book, that my two kids really started me on this journey of balancing, because you know, I feel
wonderful.
Like... My personal epiphany was, you know, years ago when I was working hard, starting or running a business, and I was like, how's there going to be enough to go around here? And, you know, the epiphany was that balance isn't something that you get. Balance is something that you do. It never stops. And if you can be clear and straight you know, about straight with everyone and clear in your own mind about what your priorities are, what your obligations are, then I think you can continually balance. And that's, in fact, how we named Mequilibrium, because life is about constantly recalibrating, you know, and rebalancing and gaining and regaining your equilibrium. So me plus equilibrium.
Oh, that's so smart. Well, it sounds like you have a wonderful book. I hope that everybody checks out your Mequilibrium.com site. And where else can listeners find information about you, or should they just go to Mequilibrium and check it out, and what would they find there?
You can go to Mequilibrium.com, and that is the word equilibrium with an M in front of it. You can also look for, there's a page about our book right on our website. You can look at our program and our, you know, our tool on our website, Mequilibrium.com, and you can find our book at Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble. You can download it on iBooks, and, you know, just ask for it at your bookstore.
Well, that is awesome. Jan, thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing all of your knowledge and experience and educating us about stress and managing it so that it kind of works for us and for that whole work-life balance. Really appreciate you sharing your insights.
Oh, my pleasure. It was great to talk with you.
Terrific. And I'd also like to thank everyone for tuning into Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge, and until we meet again for our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge, brought to you by Pure Performance Communications on the socialnetworkstation.com. You can reach Pure Performance at www.pureperformancecom.com. Women Worldwide is produced by SNI, and the opinions of the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of Social Network Intermedia, LLC, or the Social Network Station.